And back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. Federal prosecutors have begun a long-awaited crackdown on companies that offer employees stock options that have been backdated to a time when the stock price was low. The practice is a windfall for workers but has angered shareholders who said the value of their stocks is being stolen. John Dimsdale of Marketplace joins us now. John, explain a little bit how this actually works.
Well, it's an employee benefit that, if it's used properly, doesn't necessarily cost the company any money. It's an offer, usually to new employees, to purchase a block of company stock at the prevailing price on a particular date. The option to buy is open for a while, so if the stock price goes up, you could buy the stock at $10, say, and it might already be worth $12, so there's an instant profit for the employee. It was a pretty routine practice for high-tech startups back in the go-go 90s when they had little money to attract talented employees, and by offering these stock options, the company holds out the promise that their stock, while it might be cheap now, will really be worth something someday.
Well, that makes a certain amount of sense. How does it turn bad, this process?
Well, company execs realized that they could give a little extra bonus to prospective employees without necessarily chalking up any expense to the company. They would say, our stock costs, say, $10 now, but 2 months ago, it hit a low of $8. If you come work for us, we'll give you the option to buy our stock at the $8 price. That's an instant windfall, pretty attractive for the employee. And in some cases, it was not only not reported on the company's books, it wasn't reported to the IRS either, making it especially nice for the employee. But shareholders began to get wind of this and realized that the backdating of stock options skims a little bit of value off the company. It's taken a while for shareholder advocates to get the government's attention, but we're beginning to see regulators finally taking a stand, forcing companies to stop manipulating their stock option prices.
Now, we see Brocade Communications. There's criminal charges against this tech company in California. How many other companies are being investigated?
The chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission says there are around 80 companies on their target list. There could conceivably be a lot more. Two college professors looked at hundreds of thousands of stock option grants over the last 10 years and found that in nearly a quarter of the cases, there was some tampering with the timing. That would implicate more than 2,000 companies.
Now, enough security regulators to go after all those cases?
No, there's no way. But investigators say that they want to make examples of a few companies, and you'll hear more charges soon, just in order to get the message out that the stock option backdating is now officially unacceptable. It's no longer going to be tolerated. Coming up later on Marketplace, we're looking at why American adults aren't growing the same way they used to and how it's changing the way businesses operate.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business program, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.